Last year, during NAIDOC Week, ABC TV's beloved Play School program featured a song in Noongar.
To welcome you all to Noongar country in my language. Wanju, wanju, wabara kura. Wanju, wanju, murish kura. Nala jurubi nunajinani. Nala worka. Wanju.
That's actor Teresa Moore making her debut late last year on Play School. Teresa has strong family connections to Broome. Her father and extended family lives in the town, and she's been visiting since she was 14. And while acting has now become her career after graduating from Whopper, she's previously travelled the nation playing netball at an elite level, and she still coaches. The Noongar Yamaji actor was cast as the character Jazz in Series 1 of Mystery Road, which was shot in the East Kimberley, and Teresa's breakthrough role was Rosie in Opera Australia's Brand New Day. Teresa, who now uses the stage name Teresa Rose, has a special connection to Brand New Day. Her father, John Moore, played the original character Willie 30 years ago. Teresa spoke to Erin Park.
I was ecstatic. I was so over the moon of having to be Rosie. It was an honour, to be honest. It was a true honour because it was something that my family had been talking about when I was growing up with them. And when I was 16, I could show you, I have a copy of the article, Western Australia article. I was 16. I was planning on going to Whopper. And I was doing netball, WA Western Australia, representing the team. And I said it would be my dream to act in a play that is similar, like to follow my father's footsteps, but to act in a play that is similar to Brand New Day. Better yet, I was in Brand New Day. It was even better to not just only be in a play that is similar to Brand New Day, but to be in Brand New Day itself. So I was honoured and over the moon and so, like, yeah, I was happy. I was just really.
It was probably was it the biggest acting gig that you had got to that point?
Yeah, it was my debut. It was a lot of sweat and tears, I gotta say. It wasn't very easy. As I, again, told, like, my dad and everything was happening, the pressure got to me at times, but I had to grow from that. And after that, I loved it. I loved being on stage. Mm. My father, gave me a great advice. He's like, just remember the applause. That was the best time. And when it was just the preview, actually, not the opening, it was a preview, the applause, that instant moment was just electrifying and incredible. And it gave me tingle. It was just like goosebumps. And I cried.
And there was so much buzz about those initial shows. I think they're in Sydney, and a lot of Kimberley people were able to see the new Brand New Day theatre show in Perth, weren't they? Yes. But this was early 2020. What happened then?
Yeah, so that happened. COVID ended up rocking up on our doorstep, and the show ended up cancelling. So a lot of money has fell from that production. We had a payout on that because, just for artists. And in the art industry, having the government not funding for us behind was really a struggle. It was depressing, to be straightforward. And you felt lost. I did feel lost. I was very quiet.
The work would have dried up immediately.
Yeah, it was nothing at all. We had to get on Centrelink, everything. That was stressful. I pretty much had to do self-love, focus on myself again, find ways, like doing art. I talked to my friends in the art industry as well. They were going through the same thing, of course, but we were there for each other, which was a beautiful community that, you know, the art industry have. And but after that, I ended up getting auditions. Auditions for over America as well, like that was happening still, because America was coming over to Australia to do filming, so it was good. And I end up getting in September or October, around that time, end up getting in play school. Yeah, play school.
The ABC.
The ABC play school, childhood play school. With Big Ted and Little Ted and Jemima and Kaya. Yeah, just having to have just an episode was amazing. The experience was incredible. I went to into the studio and it was, oh, flashback, childhood, everything. And the crew was watching it. I was just, it was massive in the ABC studio. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. This is happening. This is happening.
It's so iconic and so yes. familiar and yet so new, I guess, being on set.
Yes, absolutely. Very iconic and so new. And so, that was another challenge I had to come face, believing in myself. And it was a lot of energy. For 20 minutes of episode, it was 6 hours. It was 6 hours of high energy, like talking to the camera, that you were talking to children, you know, like behind the camera and the TV. So interacting just only with the camera. I never had that done. Because you in the film industry, you don't look at the camera. You're actually working with someone else.
Almost having to unlearn yes. the things that you'd had drilled into you.
Yes, absolutely. So it was a different experience, I would say. And I really enjoyed it. You just got to have to believe in yourself. And that had been my challenge in Whopper. And I ended up doing that myself, like believing in myself. And then, you know, when you do fall, you have to get back up. No, I got this for a reason.
COVID's obviously been challenging for the arts industry, but you're feeling good at the moment with how things are going?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling really good. It's so good to be back home. Like, at first it was a struggle just because of the different lifestyle I had without my family. I have been independent since I was 16 again. And just coming back into the community and getting to know old friends, like, from high school, and seeing them, how they're going and everything. So it was good. And having work here in the art industry was really good. Broome is where it's at. Karratha, I'm living there at the moment. But Broome is where the arts is, and Perth. So I'm just tossing and turning. Where do I live now? Where should I move again?
Yeah.
My next move, living. Broome seems to be the place. But I think, because a project is coming up, again, a musical.
Mm-hmm. Down in Perth?
Down in Perth.
Yeah.
So I'll be moving down to Perth again for a couple months and see how I go, if I come up to Broome or something. But also, I have been awarded the best musical and opera performer in Western Australia. Power Awards, yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
So, thank you. I was nominated and I was against talented people, beautiful, talented people.
Sounds like you're constantly pushing outside your comfort zone
yes,
as well.
Yes, absolutely. Always push out your comfort zone. Don't be afraid to try new things. Don't be afraid to do things that makes you uncomfortable. Pick something that you want interest and then branch out from it. Because there's always something connected to that job. For me, I do netball coaching. I have, oh my gosh, at one point I had 7 jobs. Just to have the income and stability again as an artist. But I've always, when I have time, do something, learn something, educate yourself on something that you want to do. Like, I want to learn Japanese. I want to do more of netball coaching. I want to be a qualified netball coach because I will probably have a time where I'm free. They need a netball coach or a singer, a mentor, singing or dancing or acting, mentoring that. So I've been doing that as well with my skills. Mm. As long as you've got your support network, your friends, people you trust, people that you can rely on and you know that you can work off. Mm. Always know who can support you. Always surround yourself with great influences.
That is Teresa Rose, stage name of Teresa Moore, speaking to Erin Park about big dreams and being positive.